Nachyomi for the Orthodox Union, Sefer Tehillim, the Book of Psalms, Perakuf Yud, Chapter 110. This is Rabbi Binny Marilis. Chapter 110 can be explained numerous ways, which certainly makes the in-depth study of it all the more interesting as to how to approach the text, exactly who is it talking about, and even better perhaps, who is it not talking about. Begin with the idea that this could either be talking about Avraham Avinu, or this could be talking about David HaMelech, and that each is legitimately a possibility that's understandable. If it's Avraham Avinu, it's talking about a specific time in Avraham's life, in and around the time of the war with the kings. If it's David HaMelech's life, then there are a variety of possibilities as to when exactly this takes place, which are illuminated on by the varying commentaries. Begin with the Rashi here. Rashi says, as does the Radak, Rabosenu Darshuhu B'Avram Avinu, that Kuf Yud is dealing with Avram Avinu, and he quotes it's the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim Lamed Beis Amud Beis, in the last set of text, and the last lines of the third perek of Maseches Nedarim, of Tractate Nedarim, on page 32b. So it gets into a discussion about our chapter, and it says that chapter is just talking about Avraham Avinu. And Rashi says, V'ani afarshenu kidivrehem. And I will offer my explanation based on their idea. And he says, Ne'um, when the chapter begins, we'll go through every verse in a moment, when it says, Ne'um Hashem la'adoni, Shave liyamini. So he says, Nu'um Hashem le'Avraham, Shekar'uhu ha'olam Adoni. Right? So he says that what you have at the outset of the text is that Hashem is basically speaking, right? He's speaking to who? To Adoni. Adoni is who? Avraham Avinu, because they called him Adoni. As the first says in Sefer Bereishis, Shmaini Adoni. He says, "Shave limini, his akev lechuasibi his cholel Hashem ein yeshiva el akva." He says, "Sit next to me until your redemption comes, right? Until your redemption comes. What is that? What is that? Ad ashis oivecha, right? Until I put down my hand against your enemies who are oivecha." So Rashi says, "I'm Raphael." Who's that? So that's the kings, the four kings. Okay, so that's one possibility. The Radak sort of goes a little bit further with it, and he uses a particular line that's later that appears later on in our text, obviously not much later because it's a very short chapter, but in verse 4 you have the statement of Ata Kohen Li'olam. The idea that a person is a Kohen is a language that we have in Sefer Bereishis, and it believes and it deals with the Malki Tzedek. And since you have Malki Tzedek in the same verse, so then perhaps it does relate to Malki Tzedek. And that's where maybe the Gemara gets off and gets the idea from. If you read the Radak, he says as follows. Hamizma Pershu Razal al Avraham Avinu kishayotza lihilochim arba hamilochim. This is a parak about Avram when he went out to fight the four kings. Uperusho ata kohen le'elayon. Right? And then it says that you are a kohen. Right, that you're a kohen on high. Ki ha'isah kihuna ru'uy latzeis mishab. Shulmaki tzedek. He says because the Gemara says that the priesthood should have been coming out of Malki Tzedek. He was worthy. Right, who was Malki Tzedek? So we know Malki Tzedek was Shem ben Noach, and that he would have been meritorious to have the kihuna, the priesthood, coming from him. Shneamar, as the verse says, who kohen the elyon? El l'fishi hiktim bibirchaso Avram la'el. La'el alav, right? Since it was that Malki Tzedek in his praise in that time praised Avraham first. So it says in the pasuk Vayivarchehu, right? Vayivarchehu, he blessed him, and then he says Vayomer Baruch Avraham La'el Yon Konei Shemayim Va'aretz. So first he praises Avraham, Uvaruch El Yon, right? And then he praises Hashem. So how does that work? says El Lafishi Hikdim Bibirchas Avram Le'el Alav, since he put Avram first, Silek HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKahun Mimenu B'Nosel Avram, Hashem took it away from him and gave it to Avram. Shenemar Ata Kohen Li'Olam, and it says that you are a Kohen Li'Olam. That's the verse here. Similarly, so the Ibn Ezra agrees with the Radak, but he says it's slightly difficult that this is about David, that it is about Avram, but rather he says you can surely say that this is really about David. He says, "V'hanachon beinai," in his understanding, this is in verse 1 for him, "Ki zeh hamizmer chibero echad hamishorin al David," that this is about David HaMelech. Skip 2 lines, and he says, "V'chover zeh hamizmer kasher nishbu anche David leimor lo seitzei imanu b'milchama." So he says that when is this happening? This is happening really about Shmuel Bey's Perichov Aleph, that's the Ibn Ezra, saying that this is happening when his people tell David HaMelech, you shouldn't go out to battle, we'll go out to battle for you. And then it begins, V'zos tchilas divrei ha-mishorin u'um Hashem la'adoni shehu David. Who's the Adoni in the verse? The Adoni in the verse is David HaMelech. So you see how it can be sort of interpreted all of the different ways. Sforno has it about Mashiach. That would be a completely different understanding than everything we've done before. And then the Malbim, and from here then we'll begin our analysis of the very short chapter. The Malbim says that no, it's David HaMelech, but it's at a different time in David's life, and not the time that the Ibn Ezra says. And he says that it's really in the time after the story of Bathsheba. So he says as follows: Who said Al HaMilchama Sha'arach HaRabbat Bnei Amon? This Mizmor is built and foundationed on, I don't even know if that's a word, but it's based on the war that he fought with Bnei Amon. Shadavid Atzma Lo Yotze El HaMilchama. David himself did not go out to the war. Rak Shalach as Yoav Asari HaTzavai. He sent Yoav and the generals. V'hayah Shalok Kefi HaRa'uy Bazeh. He said, this was not right, as I explained, says the Malbim, as I explained there. And what happened next? Ba'eisahi karalo inyan Bathsheba. And then in there, the story of Bathsheba happens. Shechashu ram sheyanesh David v'yidcha min ha-melucha. Many people thought that David HaMelech would be punished and he'd be pushed out, right, rejected from the kingdom, v'lo yatzliach ori, would no longer be successful. Then he goes on to discuss the story. From that story there in Shmuel Beis about David HaMelech and the war there. David HaMelech ultimately goes out, they capture the city, so on and so forth. So he says, "Um Hashem la'adoni ha'mishor omer b'shvil David she'in tzarich she'yatzel yitzel mishalim l'milchama." There's no reason to go out from Yerushalayim to the war. Ki Hashem amari lov, as Hashem said to him, "Shave li mini, sit next to me." Yitzayah she'kisei David hu kisei Hashem. He sort of described that Hashem, that David's chair is like the chair of Hashem. So he says, "Kilu Hashem Yoshev al kisei hanhaga lahaning es Yisrael b'hashkacham yuchedes." That Hashem, it's if Hashem is kibyachol sitting on a chair, sitting on his throne, and divining and essentially leading the Jewish people in a specific way with a specific, unique, special providence. Kimelech hamanig es amo, like a king in his nation. V'David Yoshev al kisei meluch limino, and David sits on his throne next to him. And since a person sitting on a throne needs a footstool for his feet, Hashem ki es oivecha ashis, right? I will throw down your enemies. Shiyu hadom l'reglecha v'heimi hiyu, that the enemies and your enemies should be for you like a footstool. So you have all these variety of possibilities. Just one other note that Rashi, after Rashi explains the entire mizmor according to Avram Avinu, he then goes and he explains the entire mizmor again. Al David HaMelech in relation to Shaul. And Rashi says in the sort of the second set of explanations on the text, he says, "Inyan acha yesh lefarish hamizmor hazeh b'David." There's certainly another way to explain it, and it's about David. Num Hashem la'adoni al iske adoni Shaul, with respect to the matter of Shaul, kishayisi nirdof mipanav, when I was running away from him, So, and it took a little bit of time, but you get the sense that this is a very sort of interesting, very short, but very interesting chapter that has a variety of ways to go in terms of its explanation. Okay. Let's then get through the text as follows. The David Mizmor It's the Psalm of David. The Lord Hashem said to my Lord, right? That was the key word, Adoni. Sit to my right, and I will make the enemies for thee a footstool. I will make your enemies. I will put your enemies down. Right? It could be all kinds of variety of ways. If you want to take it as Avram, so then it's Amraphel. If it's David, it could either be the story with Shaul, or it's the way the Malbim is going to. Malbim explains it. So this is sort of dealing with how David HaMelech sinned with Bathsheba and how all the people think that he's not going to survive. And therefore, what he's talking here with respect to all these situations is, in the whole Mizmor, is about David's survival and his Malucha and his kingdom surviving through and getting through this very difficult stage. And the discussion there about Kohen and being a Malki Tzedek is God praising Avraham, praising David, and that he's going to stay as the king. Okay. Matei uzecha yishlach Adonai mitzion, the rod of your strength, right, should send out to Zion, right, out to Tzion. Redei bekerev oivecha, you should rule in the midst of your enemies. Okay. So here, in verse 2, so again, if you want to say that it's Avraham, right, so I say, he says, right, so he says that, don't worry about it, Rashi explains, don't worry about it, I'm going to send somebody else, going to have food for you, right? And that you should have no worries in your war, you should be secure in your battle, right? The way Rashi explains, Matei uzcha yishlach Hashem etzion, kishetashu min hamilchama v'anshecha ayifim yirodfim, when you've come back from the war and your people are tired, yishlach lecha Hashem es malchi tzedek melech shalem, Hashem will send for you malchi tzedek, right? We know Hashem ben Noach, lotzi lechem v'yayin, he's going to bring out bread and wine. Ridei b'milchama, bekerev oivecha lebetach. So don't worry, be secure as you go out to the battle with the enemies. Hashem will take care of you. Amcha nidavos b'yom chilecha, the people offer themselves willingly in the day of war. B'hadrei kodesh meirecha mishchar, in the hadrei kodesh is adornments, is essentially like a clothing of holiness. From the womb of the dawn, which we'll see what that means in a moment. This for you, it'll be like the dew of the youth, of your youth. So what does that mean? Says Rashi is like this. Kishetesov chayil yedof achareihem, when you gather up an army to go out to battle with them, yisnadvu imchav ohivecha latzeisimecha, they'll go with you, those who love you. Right, Kimoshe Matzino, as we see in the Torah, Vayarek Eschanichav Yilidei Beiso, that when Avram decides to go out to war, who does he gather? He gathers Yilidei Beiso, people of his house, V'lo Yosef, no one else. Vane Eshkol Umamre, his Nadvu Me'eleyan, let's say, Selecha Sachra Be'ezraso. And the other three, his three friends, quote unquote, who live in the area, of themselves decide to join him in war. Bahadre Kodesh Merechem Yishachar, says Rashi, Zos Tielecha Bishchus Hadras Kidusha, right, that this is your merit by virtue of the holiness that you had from the womb. Shehikir boro ben shaloshanim. This is a praise to Avram, that it's a merit for him by virtue of the fact that he recognized God from the earliest in the earliest days. Mirechem mishachar mishenafaltim in harechem, when you came out of the womb, right? Lecha tal yaldu secha, lecha yechashev yaldu secha. Darcha Yosef shahanhaga shahinhagta bohem yaldusecha yelachal in Noam kital zeh shu na'im v'noach. It should be like tal for you. It should be something of a do, which is something of a comfort, is some sort of an enjoyment in the world. So your days of youth and the manner in which you behaved in your youth should be for you, he says to Avraham, a merit in this time of badness. It says nishba Hashem v'lo yinachem. So he says that he's afraid. What's he afraid of? So Rashi explains, he's afraid that he might get punished because of all the people that he had to kill. So he says, lo al tira Avram. Right there in Bereshit, it says, al tira. Lo yinachim al tova asher diber lecha. I'm not going to feel bad or regret all the goodness that I promised you. Atah kohen liolam. Right, you are a priest for all time. Al divrasi malki tzedek. Mimcha teitzei akihuna v'hamalchus. As we mentioned, that Gemara, from you will come the priesthood and the kingdom. Lios banecha yoshim es shem avi avicha hakehuna v'malchus shenasin ulo. You're going to inherit that which was given to him. Devrasi malki tzedek. Right? That you are the Kohen. Nishba Adonai v'lo yinachim, verse 4, Ata Kohen Le'olam, Hashem has sworn, and he does not repent, he does not regret, that you are the priest forever, Al Divrasi Malki Tzedek, on the manner of Malki Tzedek, which we just mentioned. Adonai Al Yeminicha Machatz B'yom Apo Melachim, Hashem is at your right, and he crushes the kings in the days of his wrath. Yadin Bagoyim Alei Gvios, he will judge amongst the nations, he'll fill it with dead bodies. Machatz Rosh Al Eretz Rabbah, right, that word machatz again is a crushing the head over a wide swath of land. Minacha b'derech ishte al kein yarimosh. He will drink of the brook in the way, and therefore he will lift up the head. What those texts mean? Obviously, we know those texts are very famous for us in our liturgy. Those last two verses appear in the Av HaRachamim prayer on Shabbat morning at the beginning stages just prior to Musaf, as we're about to return the Sefer Torah. At the end of Avarachim, we say Yadim Magoyim Agaligios Machasot Shalat Shabbat, and we end Meinacha Baderech Yishtal Kenyan Rosh. So it's sort of our prayer, in essence, about a tefillah. It's a very sad tefillah about destructed and destroyed communities, that those who did it should essentially get paid back, and then we can lift up our heads. So he says like this. In verse 6 and 7, Rashi explains in this explanation of the text. So he says that what's going to happen? Minacha b'derech yishte meinilus hanahar b'derech halichaso ha'isa artzo shosa v'ha'isa tzrichal imegishamim al kein haya merim rosh u'mispayer li yoriva ani asisini. So he says that what happens? He says this is about the bris ben habesarim. If you look back in verse 6. Says Rashi, Zohi b'shura b'soras bris ben b'sarim. Shneamar lo al Mitzrayim v'gam esagoy sheyavdu dan anochi. Right, when he's talking here, when he's going to judge the other nations full of dead bodies, he's talking about Mitzrayim. Aseifas pigarim. Right, milashon the line Malay is lashon aseifa. It's a gathering. Machatzot shel Eretz Yehuda. So he says that what is this? This is like the nevuah. Rashi says like Chavakuk. This is machatz the rosh mi beis rasha. Right, that I will crush the head from the evil house. Rosh Paro, Shahaya Rosh Vesar al Aretz Gedolah v'chashuva al kol aretzos, that he was the king and the sar, the leader, the prince over all of his many, many pieces of territory. Right? So he says, Kimosh Shenemar, as we said earlier in Kufhei 105, Moshel Amim v'yiftacheyu, Shayu kol almost tachas memshelas Mitzrayim. All the other nations were under Mitzrayim. Minacha baderech yishte, Minilus Hanahar Baderach Halichaso Haisa Artsu Shosa, right? That they would draw their water from the Nile. Lo Haisa Tzricha LeMegisham. They did not need rainwater. Alkein Hayam Meirim Rosh Mispaer Li Oriv Ani Asisini. As the verses say in Yechezkel, right? He would be proud of himself. Ah, I don't need water from the heavens. That's proof. I'm the provider. I'm the one. And he says, don't worry about it. You're going to crush them. You're going to destroy them. That's the approach that it's Avram Avinu according to Rashi. Fascinating. How does that help us? How does that work with us? How does that become something for us to use? It's a sense that we are chosen. It's a sense that Hashem chose Avraham and that all would emanate from Avraham going forward. In the sense that it's David HaMelech as a contrast, let's just briefly look at what Hashem says if it's going to be David HaMelech according to the Malbim, what happens here? She says, back in verse 2, right, when he's talking about Mate, or the Mate, right, Mate Uzucha Yishalach Hashem Yitzion. Hashem is going to send out the Mate from Tzion, right? Who is that? So the Malbim says, Lo Ata Telech Be'atzmecha. You don't have to go David HaMelech. Rather, Hashem Yishalach Mitzion is Mate Uzucha. Hashem will send your rod, right, from here. And they will do Tir Debeker Ve'lecha, right? They will go. Your nation, your army will go. Right? Amcha nidavos b'yom chilecha b'hadre kodesh mirecha mishchar l'cha tal yaldusach. So verse 3 says like this. Hagam shetach hatatzah b'vat sheva says even though you've done what you've done wrong, mikom makom, nonetheless, yamod l'cha tal yaldusacha, the dew of your youth will remain for you. Right? What is that? all of the good things that you did when you were young, they will be like do for you, will allow your honor to grow. Why? So why now? So he says, because now that what happened, so people would have thought that in the aftermath of the story with Bathsheba, that it would really be sort of a sunset moment for David, night falling, and not a growth moment. He says, no. Nonetheless, it'll be like Tal. So he says, what happens? What's the mashal and the nimshal? So he says like this. V'zei tzir ha-bimilitza sh'atal yetze mirecha mishachar v'hayne mirecha mashachar. That the Tal comes literally from the womb of the dawn, in the sense that when does the Tal fall? The Tal falls essentially at the time of the dawning of the day. V'nimshal, what's the parable? Shetal yalduso nolad be'ez hischil ha'or shel hivaka. When is the time when it looks like the light is going to go, right? So that's when the Tal is going to come into play. Ko'or baka ke'aboki yizach shemesh. Shu mashal atzmichas ha'malchus. This is on the burgeoning malchus, the growing malchus of David HaMelech. V'az parach tal yalduso b'hadras kodesh v'nimshach b'shamin. B'tal zeh ya'amud lo gamata. All of that which is going on in his early stages will remain for him going forward. Nishba Hashem. Hashem swears, in a sense, l'teis lecha esamlucha lo yinachin mazal yideh ha'chet. I will not go back from it by virtue of any sort of a chet. And what is the shvu? Hashem nishba. Hashem then swears, says the Malbim, shatak kohen liolam al divrati atal malki tzedek. He says, korei as David b'shem malki tzedek. You, David HaMelech, you are the righteous, just king. Right? Why that name? Because that was the name of the Melech Rishon Shayab Yerushalayim, the first king who was in Yerushalayim, that we know, malki tzedek melech shalem, who was Shem ben Noach. And he was a priest to God, right? To Hashem on high. You will be a priest forever. Therefore, after he attaches to him that he will be a Kohen, right? He attaches the word al divrasi. What does that mean? Shatia Kohen al hadibur shali. On my words. The hainu al hamikdash. V'hadivir, on my place, my dwelling of holiness. Gam his kibur b'shem malki tzedek limor. He also says that he's malki tzedek to say, why ki tzadiku be'enav? He's still righteous. V'nishar b'tzidkaso, he remains in that status, right? Ki machal chet'o, because Hashem has forgiven his sin. So what you sense there is that this is an entirely different story according to the Malbim, as often is the case in the interpretation, and there what you get the sense is that Hashem is providing for David HaMelech even in these moments where one would think that he wouldn't be, or one would think that Hashem would leave. Hashem doesn't leave. Hashem is there. The destiny is given. A person is to do what a person is supposed to do. Hashem has the opportunity and provides the opportunity for one to do tshuva, for one to repent, and Hashem will provide. And so David HaMelech is not concerned that the city will be taken, Yerushalayim will become his, and that he will remain as the king li'olam. He will be a melech li'olam and a kohen li'olam. We continue tomorrow with chapter Kufyud Aleph 111.